It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Democrats went into the November election hoping to pick up a bunch of seats in the legislature. They ended up with net gains of one seat in the House and one in the Senate, although that was arrived at by picking up some and losing others. Stacey Abrams is the House Democratic leader. She joins us now. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It appears that Medicaid expansion, even by another name, which has been talked about, will not happen now that the GOP controls the White House and both houses of Congress. So, do Democrats in Georgia have a proposal of their own to present to the legislature come January?
No. Health care is both a national and a local issue, but the state does not have the financial capacity to solve that problem without national participation.
So do you have to wait to see what repeal and replace becomes? And will you be talking to Tom Price, a former member of the legislature who's now secretary or will be secretary of Health and Human Services?
I think the Democratic Party is going to continue to argue for Medicaid expansion. We're going to argue for coverage of as many Georgians as possible. I think the Republican response is going to be the governing response, which is we don't think we can afford it. Our argument is that we think you can. You simply won't make the investment. I do not imagine that we are going to be able to change the mind of Tom Price if he's the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And Governor Deal last week reaffirmed his opposition to Medicaid expansion. That said, I think the responsibility of Democrats is to demand that if we are not going to take the obvious and offered solution, to demand from Republicans, what are you going to do about the healthcare crisis that's facing Georgia?
But you don't have any suggestions for them?
Oh, we do. Medicaid expansion. The reality
But if that's a non-starter, why not say, okay, we got a plan B here?
This isn't a function of plan A or plan B. There is one bucket of money, and that money has on the outside the label Medicaid expansion. The challenge is, do we decide to access that bucket or do we not? What Governor Deal has said, what Tom Price has said, is that they do not believe that that bucket should exist.
But part of their argument has been, look, if we expand Medicaid and under the Affordable Care Act, the state was drawing down federal money to help with that, eventually that federal money goes away. The costs for Medicaid continue to expand. And that's why the state can't afford that, because eventually Medicaid will eat up more and more of the budget, including funds for just about everything else.
I think that's a false argument. The uncompensated care cost to Georgia right now is in excess of $1 billion. We're paying for it anyway. The question is, do we pay for it formally through Medicaid expansion, which would be an investment of $200 million to draw down the billions of dollars necessary to cover those who are not covered? Or do we continue to hide our heads in the sand and ignore that we are already paying for it? Republicans have to decide that they want to solve this problem. Democrats can argue for it. We can provide all the data we can. But ultimately, it's the responsibility of the governing coalition to make this decision, and they have declined to do so.
Let's talk about education for a minute. Democrats have been trying to get restoration of the full original funding for the HOPE Scholarship, the idea that it would cover tuition costs for kids who qualified. And there was also talk of, okay, making it a needs-based scholarship, which is what it originally was back in the day. Are you going to push for either of those this time?
In order to restore the financial premise of HOPE, we need a new source of revenue or a new administration. I do not believe that the Republican Party is interested in reverting to the original premise of HOPE, and that is making it a need-based scholarship. I do, however, think that if we are going to consider casino gambling, if we're bringing gaming to Georgia, if we're bringing the revenue associated therewith, that the solution to that need-based aid problem lies in the revenue that will be generated. And so we're
How do we know how much would come from casinos? Are they a magic bullet?
They're not a magic bullet, but they are a pretty good guess. We know how much money has been generated in other places. Right now, the fiscal notes say that we could expect as much as $300 million that could be dedicated to the purpose of education.
Speaker Ralston has been reluctant to do the casino idea. Governor Deal has also been reluctant to consider it. Do you think that you'll be able to work with other Republicans to perhaps push it through?
I'm agnostic about gaming. I'm not a proponent of it. I'm not terribly opposed. I think adults can make their own choices. And I think that we have to be very thoughtful about the challenges that come with bringing gaming. That said, if gaming is on the table, then we're
so to speak.
Exactly. Then Democrats are going to hold firm to the requirement that revenue from gaming has to be dedicated to need-based aid, to gap funding.
Do you have a figure in mind of how much of the casino take should go to education?
I do.
What is it?
A number. I do think it's important to have this conversation with the leadership of the Republican Party first. It's not going to be all of the money, but I've always tried to approach this truly in the vein of negotiation and conciliation, which means you don't set a hard and fast number until you've had a conversation.
Atlanta Democratic Representative Stacey Abrams is the Georgia House Minority Leader. Thanks so much for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
Always a delight to be with you, Dennis.